Random, what is the key to better execution, finishing in the red zone?
Practice.
How close do you think you guys are to, you know, reaching your potential? Because Tom was saying that just a couple of things. Dion also talked about this. Just a few points of execution, and we'll be clicking.
Well, you know, I don't know what the exact points are, but, you know, I just know that I need to do my part and, you know, running the correct routes and making the plays when I get the opportunity, you know, to be productive in the red zone.
Brandon, how would you describe the situation this team's in right now at 1-2?
I don't think I have an answer for that.
How big is this week's game against Buffalo?
Well, all the games are big. And, you know, it's a divisional game, so it's important.
What message are the veterans giving the rest of the team right now heading into this week?
Nothing.
Okay. What was your reaction to Monday night?
No reaction.
How do you think the chemistry with you and Tom is developing?
You know, we're practicing, and I feel like we're making progress.
I mean, do you start to sense more confidence from him when he's jamming balls into you, maybe in a tighter window and that type of thing?
You know, it is what it is as far as, you know, being covered and the execution of the routes. But, you know, I feel like we're making progress.
How good did it feel Sunday night to really be in the flow of the offense? You and Wes, seemed like the wide receivers had a terrific game.
It seemed normal. All the stuff that we practiced, that we were able to go out and execute.
Can you feel the rhythm getting better and better each week? Is it all a matter of getting more and more game reps?
Yeah, I think it's about having success on Sundays and again continuing to practice as best as we can to recreate those situations.
So much talk about the replacement reps, but the biggest thing maybe is just safety. What is players' concern at this point about their safety?
I think mainly just the missed calls and how long the extracurricular activity is allowed to go on before it's interrupted and before any flags are thrown.
Aaron Rodgers said yesterday he apologized to fans for what's happened to the game. Have you seen a decline in the quality of play or the way the game is played?
You know, I wouldn't say a decline, but like I said, there's a lot of extracurricular activity, and there's a lot of plays, and maybe you'd call it a blind spot that the more experienced referees would see. And, you know, I think that's mainly the issue.
You have to be more in control of your emotions, knowing that a lot of this stuff could be happening. And, you know, got to move on to the next play as quickly as possible and not get involved in all of the extracurricular, like you said.
I don't know. I think you're reaching a little bit on that, but it's whatever.
So as a player, does it feel a lot differently, a game with the replacements as opposed to the regular guys?
No.